This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on live YouTube even now. That channel's temporary, by the way. It will revert back to the original, hopefully on Saturday here. With that said, go to the right side of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on to YouTube and join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Do the same thing there. Click on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. If you'd like to call in on one of the 125 cities that are listening to us even now, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, white, black, yellow, tan, we're all people of color. Most people haven't thought this through. They think that white people, for some reason or another, for example, the white people, don't think that white is, for some reason or another, doesn't belong to the color scale. But it does. Excuse me. White, black, yellow, tan. Folks, we're all people of color. And we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And I want to tell you this, friends, it's not each other. It's not black against white, black against yellow, yellow against tan. No, has nothing to do with that whatsoever, friends. It's an issue of right and wrong in the sight of God. It's an issue of law before God and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Who's behind all of this poisoning people of color one against another? Well, friends, nothing new under the sun. This has been going on for a long time in this country, and I'm going to play some audio for you from 1923, friends. 1923. And I want to tell you, G. Edward Griffin explains exactly what was going on during the 1920s in America as to what is exactly being played out verbatim in real time in America today. It is astounding. It's very profound. Matter of fact, it's very prophetic in so many different ways. I'm going to play that audio for you in just a couple of minutes. Friends, what I want you to remember in every issue of right and wrong, it is always made in reference to God's moral law, period. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because when you look at our system of law, though you already know, our system is based upon common law, God's Mosaic institution, the Torah, right? For example, it's against the law to steal, it's against the law to lie, it's against the law to kill, it's against the law to commit adultery. As a matter of fact, it's against the law to dishonor your parents. Did you know that? It's also against God's moral law to serve other gods. It's also against God's moral law to create other gods and to bow down unto them and serve them. Read Exodus 20. I want you to take note, friends, that Lady Liberty is blindfolded. See, folks, I have these little knickknacks, symbolic knickknacks. I'm enshrined, friends, with individuals or knickknacks around me that remind me of my message and my purpose in life. And Lady Liberty is one that I just ordered this morning, because people in this country need to understand that Lady Liberty is blindfolded. So it's not an issue of liberty being brought forth through the execution of the law unto judgment by people that can see. No, it's an issue of law, period, period. Because if it wasn't, then why did they blindfold Lady Liberty? You need to think, friends. First off, I want to remind you, especially if you're a first-time listener, and if not, that's okay too, I must start with the fact that, again, Jesus didn't come to save our skin. You can find nowhere in Scripture where it actually incites division because of color. Nowhere. It's man-made. Period. Okay? Jesus didn't come into the world to save our skins. He came into the world to save us from our sin, Matthew 1:21. But he came into the world to save our souls. Okay? Secondly, the Lord said long ago that all nations, might I remind you, are one blood. All nations are one blood. Again, let me say this. All nations are one blood. To suggest that we're not, and to suggest that there's many different nations under God, where he deciphers by condemning people of color to divide the races, is heretical. It's completely apostate from scriptures on so many different fronts. Just for the record, I want to make sure people are clear as to what I'm saying here, okay? Because what we're talking about is white, black, yellow, tan. We're all people of color, okay? And we must come to terms with other, with who the enemies are, because, friends, it's not each other. Folks, I toured across the United States of America with a black guitar player. I didn't look at him as being a black man. I looked at him as being my friend. I toured across the United States of America into over 364 high schools in this country in 25 different states with a Hispanic singer. I didn't look at him as being Hispanic. I looked at him as being a brother in the Lord, period. Although the media continuously attacked me as being everything that I'm not, including that of being a racist, until they came to terms with the fact that we're not going to take it, we're going to stand up and we're going to fight them, and we're going to take their game and we're going to shove it right back down their throats by using the film of what we actually do and present it to the world and condemning the message of those that are contriving such topics that I'm talking about even today. Who are our enemies, friends? Our enemies are not the same. They're not each other, friends. It's not the black against the white, like I said, the yellow against the tan, so on and so forth. Again, Lady Liberty is blindfolded. Remember, the Lord said long ago, all nations are one blood. So then let me ask you the question, what is the issue? The issue is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people so that the powers that are, listen carefully, tolerated, can then wield power over the subjects that they mean to control more easily. Remember, Jesus said in Mark 3:25, and if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Friends, we need to know who our enemies are, and they are the individuals and entities that we have called out a million times on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Corrupt politicians and the mainstream media. Corrupt politicians and the mainstream media. Not each other.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just teeing this up, we're talking about white, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. It's not each other, friends. America, when are we going to become educated enough? Where does common sense come into play as to who continuously pushes the buttons and the players concerning the issues which we're in which we're dealing with today? We know who they are. And instead of dealing with them, what we do is we listen to their lies and then we fight each other. That's ridiculous. We're going to go down in history as fools if we don't get this right. I was just talking about the issue is in this country is that if you want to control a people, then you must divide the people. Who does that more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians? Nobody. Well, you talk about a deep state. How does the deep state do what the deep state does without politicians doing it for them? They can't. You talk about special interest groups. Well, who does what special interest groups do without the help of the politicians? They can't. Shut the door on corrupt politicians and you shut the door on what you have been led to believe is a deep state. Shut the door on special interest groups and then you shut the door on corrupt politicians and then you shut the door on special interest groups. It's that simple. That's their point of entry, friends. That's their point of entry to assail us, and that's exactly what they're doing. It's communism. It's totalitarianism. It's authoritarian. It's arbitrary. Whatever you want to call it, they all have the same father, the devil, right, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. People of color, white people are people of color. Just as much as black people are and yellow are and tan are, and you make an issue of what God didn't make an issue out of. So that should show you whose side you are on if you hold to a narrative that is unsubstantiated by Scripture on so many different fronts, right? Period. Yeah, cool. Great. So again, friends, those that are dividing the people want control over the people. Those are the people that need to be dealt with. We need not fight amongst ourselves. Remember, Mark 3:25, if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. The way that this is done is to go to the uneducated, Hosea 4:6, and indoctrinate and propagandize them by dividing through skin color when color of skin has nothing to do with the moral or lawful issues whatsoever. Remember, Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's what makes men what they are, is character, what they do. Do you remember Malcolm X? By the way, I believe that he was on the verge of getting saved. He was meeting with Dr. King on several occasions behind the scenes. I believe he was very close. I believe Martin Luther King was winning him over. And then, before he could be won over, he was shot down by his own people. Remember, Malcolm X came out and began to expose the organization and the man that he was constantly lifting up for the immoral that they were. Do you all remember this? If you don't, there's a little history 101 for you, okay? But Malcolm X said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Friends, he was spot on. And I make reference to this again to point the finger at the responsible party. Remember what William Randolph Hearst stated. You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. This is exactly what's being played out in America today, friends. You see, friends, the powers that are tolerated, that's a key word here. These powers that are creating and inciting what's taking place in our country today, they're tolerated by 330 million people. They're tolerated. Oh, I got to tell you this, friends. I just seen this morning. Someone had posted a picture of Franklin Graham. And Franklin Graham said, Trump will stay president until God's vision is complete. Hey, friends, do you realize this is how corruption in politics survives? Regardless if you want to call them the right or the left, they all operate in the same fashion. They all operate on the behalf of their father, friends. Franklin Graham is a false prophet, just like his daddy, as they get, friends. Just for the record, scripturally, they're as false as they get. Friends, Franklin, like his father, moves you to stand with the president of the United States of America, who does nothing in the face of corruption. Read Isaiah 30. He points his finger to the government, which scripture does not, just the exact opposite. And Franklin does nothing in motivating the church to take to the streets in obedience to the Lord. He drives people to Donald Trump and his administration and says nothing about the Lord. He drives you to support the President of the United States of America, who does nothing in the face of corruption. Absolutely nothing. If you can prove otherwise, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Don't sit there and talk to me or try to tell me or convince me, friends, that he doesn't have the power to do so. What Constitution haven't you read today? Because it's all there. But again, I'm making the point, friends, this is how corruption survives in politics. They have a Franklin Graham who tells you Trump will stay president until God's vision is complete. Look what's happening in your country today. Isn't it Franklin Graham's job, instead of pointing his finger to the impotent commander-in-chief, if you want to call him that? Isn't it his job to point your finger to God and take heed to his commandments in dealing with the issues that are taking place on the street today? There's not a better mission field in the world than America today. There's not a better opportunity to try the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob than today. But what does Franklin Graham do? He just keeps the church fast asleep, tells him to pray rather than to do. James 2:14 through 26, and the American people put up with this garbage. This is why you're in trouble. Take heed to the impotent, okay, because he doesn't make us look bad. But ignore the God of the living, where he commands us to do, yet we fail God to do it, and then we get our own results, we reap the curse, and then we wonder why. Because we're listening to people like this. So I posted it. And I'm just waiting for a response coming from the people. And guess what, friends? For the most part, people are actually adhering to the meme as an affirmative. They're sick and tired of the likes of Franklin Graham and the modern-day church. pointing the finger back to submit to more government control, because that's what's happening through Donald Trump's lack thereof concerning justice. I've shared this with you just yesterday, but a lack of justice upon the heads of the wicked only enables the corrupt to do the things that they're doing. And guess what, friends? They're doing exactly what they're allowed to do. As they say, Edmund Burke said it actually, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing. I bring this up because it belongs in the equation of those that are responsible for what's taking place in this country. And at large, friends, it's not necessarily Franklin Graham and Donald Trump, because you have the Word of God and you have the U.S. Constitution. The American people are accomplices to what's taking place in this country. Now, I know that we're talking again, friends, about white, yellow, black, tan, and that we're all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are, and it's not each other. And it's interesting, again, going back, the media constantly points your finger back to more government control. The church does the exact same thing through the likes of a Franklin Graham to submit to Donald Trump and his government. Same thing with the false prophets, friends. When it's completely unscriptural, read the whole of Isaiah 30. Oh, friends, I could go on. Ezekiel 13. Deuteronomy 13, friends. We're to adhere to the living God, not to the arm of the flesh, only to reap the curse in which we're reaping today. But folks, who are the enemies? I'm highlighting the enemies. You know who the enemies are. Now, on the issue of color, who's feeding and who's spewing out the divisive narratives that are dropped from corrupt politicians and the mainstream media's useful idiots? Well, you have Colin Kaepernick. It's interesting, we actually did a show on Colin, and we actually did a show on the 1993 riots a week and a half before the whole riots, the riots throughout the United States broke out, allegedly. But friends, we already highlighted the likes of a Colin Kaepernick. You already know what this guy's about. He's a hypocrite from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He talks about how he's oppressed when he's raised by white parents. Again, it's not an issue of color. It's an issue of common sense. But pay attention to the hypocrisy, friends, and pay attention to the fact that he's been indoctrinated, and the media's right there to put a microphone and a camera up to his face at every ignorant statement that the guy makes. And notice his statements continuously feed into dividing the people rather than uniting the people. Okay? Unite under God drives out your enemies. You have it backwards in this country, friends. We have informant former FBI informant Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who's a useful idiot. He's as demoral as they come, friends. He's a wannabe Martin Luther King Jr., for the record. Also read John 8:44. And what are they doing? They're spewing out narratives that are found over and over again to be unwarranted, but they keep fueling the narrative, and there's the media to throw it on the American people. Folks, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. I'm going to play some audio on the other side of this break. Folks, it is profound. It is prophetic. And it is from the 1920s. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you get the impression the Supreme Court doesn't like me? That's President Trump's tweet after the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 margin that the Trump administration did not follow the right administrative procedure in ending the DACA program. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, thinks Congress needs to fix our broken immigration system.
Congress needs to do their work. We need to solve this broken immigration problem. And I think some people are sitting back and sending it to the courts in the idea that would force Congress to finally do what they were supposed to be doing all along.
One of the Atlanta police officers accused in the death of Rayshard Brooks is in custody. Devin Brosnan turned himself in just hours before the 6 p.m. Eastern deadline. Former officer Garrett Rolfe has yet to turn himself in. He faces that same 6 p.m. deadline, and his charges include felony murder. This is USA Radio News. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is taking aim at the Black Lives Matter movement, saying the rhetoric of the protesters is inaccurate and harmful. He's telling a Senate Judiciary Committee this week that a lot has changed for the better since the days of Martin Luther King Jr.
We no longer have Jim Crow laws. We no longer have segregated schools. We no longer have open bigotry that was so pervasive just a generation ago.
The Texas senator also pointing out,
now, I don't for a moment believe that every one of those elected officials is part of systemic racism and oppression. And to tell the American citizens that's what's going on is misleading them and it's harmful.
An interim House committee's report detailing an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus outbreak is calling for an international investigation into China's role in covering up the pandemic. The report saying the early cover-up of the coronavirus by the Chinese played a significant role in the outbreak across the world. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click us on, join us on live chat. You can watch us live on YouTube and or go over to beforeitsnews.com and do the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video, join us on live chat if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about white, back, black, yellow, tan. We are all people of color, and we must come to terms with who the enemies are. And it's not each other, okay? By the way, I wanted to let you know concerning the death of George Floyd, you know, and the riots that have occurred and how the narrative's been hijacked, no question about it. It's interesting to note the timing of the issue, because if you look at the said COVID-19, which we all know is a perpetual criminal fraud being played out on the American people, I think this is almost common knowledge now amongst the people. But it's interesting to note that the governors and the mayors began to release dangerous, felonious criminals back onto the streets of America in case they might get sick. Well, then why are we being quarantined, right? Folks, they talk out of both sides of their mouths, and if you pay attention to what they're doing, you're not going to be confused at all. You're going to identify who the bad guys are, and it's your said representatives that are doing this. Fox 13 just reported yesterday California prisons to release up to 3,500 more inmates to prevent further spread of COVID-19. Now, are they enabling the riots by releasing criminals back onto the streets? That's what this is all about. This is the communist, out of the communist playbook, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. They need chaos because they want to bring in an order, right? They want to bring in the iron fist is what they want to do. Folks, you already know that there's 90 individuals in federal government alone that are self-proclaimed and self-professed communists. So, again, don't complain about what you tolerate, America. You are the responsible party here. People in this country need to be resolved with the right and mean what they say and quit tolerating what you call the left, which defines out to be criminal and criminals on so many different fronts. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, we see the politicians playing into the narrative of what's taking place concerning the riots and the looters and empowering the rioters and the looters, not the peaceful protesters. No, they're ousting them only to overthrow the Republican form of government that we have on the behalf of their puppet masters to help implement a new form of a global government. Remember, George Bush continuously said, chaos, what can come out of chaos? A new world order. Order out of chaos. That's the saying, friends. In other words, they are creating this to further divide the black people against the white people to incite them against one another. You become an easy prey that way, right? Well, what destroys their objectives? Unity. One nation under God. Unity. Read 1 Peter 3:18. Psalm 33:12. Oh, by the way, the same people that are allegedly standing up and using the people that are of a different color than the whites, namely the blacks, isn't it interesting that they take a knee for them? But isn't it also interesting to note that they are the ones using Planned Parenthood to funnel money into their campaign contributions to get reelected? Now, Planned Parenthood, as you all well know, is aimed at eradicating the black race and the Hispanic race. So the very people that are pandering to the black community right now are simply using the black community. Because if the black community really thought Black Lives Matters, because it's not about that, for the record, friends, what it's about, just for the record, is about them pandering to encourage more destruction, John 10:10. So they can bring in and enable a new government. Again, playing out of verbatim what Mao Zedong did in overthrowing the Republic of China, they used the younger to overthrow the older. And what we have seen in this country over the last 7 decades is that the mainstream media has been illegally creating and fabricating stories beyond all measure in an attempt to deceive the people. Read Isaiah 5:20. Now, I want to say this, and then I'm going to play some audio for you. We just recently found out that there's an individual, he's a wannabe gangster, they are getting help from the mainstream media, this individual is. His name is Raz, from Chaz, I'm not making it up. He's the Black Lives Matters warlord, and he's supported by Dubai government, now listen carefully, in hopes of an all-out war against white people. Now this also makes sense because we see this in Africa, but you also need to understand this is why that all these that we're seeing all these subversive groups now begin to fall under Black Lives Matters along with the Muslim population care organizations and Muslims in the United States. They want to tie the tails of the foxes together to go out on an all-out war against the whites. I'm not saying it. You can read it. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can actually watch the video. Because we have video of Raz Chaz has been found out on video with a big smile on his face, friends, handing out AR-15s to locals with, again, a welcoming attitude when being filmed. He doesn't seem like he's worried about the police at all. No, because like in many other cities, the police have been ordered to stand down and giving way to those that are looting and creating destruction. That's a fact. That's a fact. Why would they do that? Because it shows you who the enemies are. And you have a bunch of useful idiots that aren't paying attention to the details here. They're lying, they're stealing, and killing for those that are using them to lie, steal, and kill. Do you think there's going to be a good outcome over there? Especially guys like Raz Chaz? Whoa! Folks, this is ridiculous. I want to go back to the 1920s, and I want you to listen to this individual. Again, this is just incredible information. It really, truly is. And I'm so happy that we have friends that took the time to send it. But this is G. Edward Griffin, and he's explaining back in the 1920s how communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Who are the enemies? Not each other, friends, but the media and corrupt politicians. Listen carefully.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street.
Yep.
They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. Here is a book that I think ought to be in every home library. It's entitled Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist, and eventually he rose to one of the highest ranks. But after many years, he discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people in a bloody revolution to destroy America. And when he woke up to this, he dropped out of the party and devoted the rest of his life trying to alert his fellow citizens of all races to the true nature of the Communist Party as he knew it to be from the inside. Manning Johnson said, "Black rebellion was what Moscow wanted. Bloody racial conflict would split America. During the confusion, demoralization and panic would set in. Then finally the Reds say, workers stop work. Many of them seize arms by attacking arsenals. Street fights become frequent. Under the leadership of the Communist Party, the workers organize revolutionary committees to be in command of the uprising. Armed workers seize the principal government offices, invade the residences of the president and his cabinet members, arrest them, declare the old regime abolished, establish their own power." Now, here is a piece of vicious communist propaganda that perhaps some of you have seen. It's called The Crusader. It's written by Robert F. Williams, one of the organizers of the Revolutionary Action Movement. In this issue of The Crusader, the communists call not only for extensive chaos within the cities, but for putting to the torch every village, every forest, every field, and every barn. The plan is for raging fires from one city to the next. The reason? Well, first, there's the value of sheer destruction. Secondly, it would force us to deploy our defenses and rescue units over the widest possible area. The communists point out that as long as our police and National Guard remain concentrated, they're invincible. But if they can be forced to spread out over the entire city and into the countryside as well, then they can be picked off from ambush one by one. And the third value of massive fire to the communists is psychological. The average American, they say, soft and decadent, when he sees billows of black smoke rising from one horizon to the other, when at night the only light he has to see by is the flickering red from flames leaping into the sky, he'll become paralyzed with fear and panic. He'll run away and hide and do nothing to interfere with the guerrilla bands as they strike at the community's power centers. The Crusader explains how to set up sniper units in crowded metropolitan areas, how to manufacture jumbo Molotov cocktails, the gallon jug size, and how to mix the gasoline with certain ingredients to make it burn like napalm. How to pour gasoline into utility manholes in the streets to set fire to the main telephone cables. How to put sulfur tips from matches into air conditioning units and blow up large buildings. How to ignite gas mains and oil storage tanks. It explains how radio-controlled model airplanes can be used to fly explosive charges over heavily guarded fences storage areas or munition stockpiles. It even calls for infiltration into the National Guard units, revolutionaries posing as non-militants for the purpose of getting free military training and for gaining access to critical military supplies and heavy weapons.
Folks, we're listening to G. Edward Griffin. explaining how, since at least the 1920s, communists have had plans to use racial agitation, violence, and socialism for communist revolution in America. Who feeds this narrative more than corrupt politicians and the useful idiots in the CIA-controlled mainstream media? Nobody. That's who needs to be dealt with. We'll be
at the Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brett Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which form the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The world's best dads deserve the best Father's Day gifts, and Ace is the best place to find them. We have a great collection of brands dads trust, like outdoor power equipment from Steel and Ego, power tools from Milwaukee, grills from Big Green Egg, Traeger and Weber, and coolers from Yeti. Find them at your neighborhood Ace, or order online for curbside pickup or delivery, and make this Father's Day one dad will always remember with gifts he'll love from Ace. At participating stores, see store for details.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, so folks, what we're going to do, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to talk more about what Mr. Edward Griffin had to say. We're going to play some more audio for you tomorrow. And I'm also going to get over to this guy. Folks, for those that don't know, again, he's an actor. Local warlord, Raz, Chaz, handing out AR-15s. This is the guy that's heading up the BLM. He's an actor. Okay, they're trying to make him out to be a gangbanger in the hood. Okay, it's not who he is. Matter of fact, we have much information as to how they're trying to put him up, and it's exactly what they're doing is putting him up. Okay, and I want you to understand who's supporting him: the Dubai government. And what are they doing it for? This is all according to the Gateway Pundit, by the way. Okay, what's interesting is he is found to be connected to the Islamists. This explains why you have 18 governors in the United States that want to open up the floodgates to illegal immigrants. And I say illegal because they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. Okay? And again, understand how the communists work. Who's attacking you more than corrupt politicians and the mainstream media? Nobody. He's also involved in the manifesto, Washington State, the first black Muslim independent state here in America. He's also being sponsored and has been hosted by the Dubai government. Raz's anti-white and anti-American rants are supported. He has also been spotted attending Sheikh Zayed in his mosque. Okay? His name is Raz, Chaz, or Chop. That's his AKA. Solomon Samuel Simon. That's his real name. He wants to be famous. And he doesn't realize he's being used. And when they don't need him anymore, he's going to be done away with. You know it, and I know it. Okay? Now with that, I'm going to take a quick phone call from Cody in Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon, Bradley. The beautiful sunny day here in Illinois.
Amen.
And I just say that, you know, I was listening to another program this morning. A guy called in and reminded everybody that appeasement is the problem. And we're all trying to, you know, so many people are appeasing and abrogating their rights. And have you ever heard of the famous quotes from Judge Learned Hand?
No, share. Please.
Yeah, that's his real name, Learned Hand. But to paraphrase one of his quotes, you know, to guarantee one's rights, one must be a belligerent claimant.
Amen.
And,
like
you know,
that.
Yeah, there's a, and then I wanted to read one other from the Hiram Mann quote, which you're probably familiar with. No man escapes when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails, and those who cry to appease are hanged by the men they try to please.
Yep.
And people need to remember that. They're seeing that right now. Oh, we're going to go appease these warlords there in Seattle. If that thing got out of hand, you're going to have like an African warlord going on there, you know? So,
Isn't that the plan, though, Cody? Isn't that the plan? Look who they're attacking now. They're attacking our police that are defending the people. Who would do that outside of corrupt politicians in the mainstream media? That's out of the communist playbook to a T. I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in and adding to because you do it every single time. And I just wanted to let you know again, Cody, we appreciate you out there in Illinois for taking a stand. Folks, I'm going to let my bride take over, and I'll share with you tomorrow as to why that is today. But in the process of doing that, let's welcome my bride, Stephanie Joy.
I'm almost expecting like I should hear hand claps or something like that, cheering in the other space. But, you know, I think when people listen to Sons of Liberty, it's not too long that you listen where you determine, you know, this guy is not quite like others. And, you know, this show is very different from what I typically hear, whether that be through another radio program or Sunday morning in your church or whatever the case might be. You're going to hear the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. In fact, just today I received this email from a gentleman named Tom, and he said, you know, I know that when you're a person who tells the truth in these times, the enemy is after you. He said, you are in my prayers, and I have told many about your ministry and videos, so they will also know the entire truth, not just dribbles mixed in with all the lies like the mainstream media and many churches are espousing today. God bless. Tom is one of thousands of people who listen to our show on a regular basis, and you might be a person who's been listening for a very long time. And quite frankly, on the Sons of Liberty, we try not to devote too much time to, you know, we really need your support to get us out there and continue to keep us out there, so on and so forth, because we've always valued our message first and foremost above everything. But so you know, the Sons of Liberty airs throughout the United States on several different affiliate stations and in 53 other countries for you new listeners as well. But we need your support to continue to maintain and being out there. Not only do we do our national radio program and international radio program, but also every month we are always in a new state, reaching a new dynamic of people. And you might say, wow, I never thought about that. Maybe I could bring this message to my hometown or my home city. Absolutely you can. Give our office a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Right now we've got events that we're working on and going forth here in Minnesota. We're also looking in Michigan, Texas, so on and so forth. But if you say, wow, I would like to bring this message to the people in my area, please do not hesitate to call because we're always looking for opportunities to reach more people. With that said, going to our website, either sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, let me tell you a little bit about those who support our ministry. We have what's called the Sons and Daughters of Liberty Giving Program, and that's where people support whatever they can on a monthly basis. You know, it's interesting because, you know, the average person is a coffee drinker. I'm actually not a coffee drinker. That's kind of interesting. Bradley does drink coffee, but not me. But, you know, if you think about it, the average person goes out, spends $4 to $5 on their Starbucks or their Caribou or whatever the case might be every single day of their lives. Well, we've got, for example, on our website, worth a dollar a day. If you think about it, is it worth getting the message of truth out there so other people just like you can be ministered to for a dollar a day? There's several different options and choices there that you can choose from, but know that I always tell people who support our ministry, we're in this together. We don't do this apart from each other, but we do this together. Christ is on the head, but we are his hands and we are his feet. And some people say, well, you know, that's what you're called to do. I can't tell you how many times we've had people say, you know what you guys ought to do? You know what you should do or where you should go or who you should talk to? Listen, if God has put it on your heart, we're all called to do the work of an evangelist. In fact, in our newsletter last week, I was just highlighting the fact that when was the last time you personally, not griped about something on Facebook, not, you know, talked about it to your husband or your wife, but when have you actually reached out to your neighbor, your coworker, the person around you, that rebellious teen, whatever the case might be, when have you actually shared your faith recently to people who are literally lost and dying around you? We can see how dark this world is, and we can see how it's getting darker and darker. But you know what? Like Bradley says, God's people shine best in the dark. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So I want to also direct you to our store, which has a lot of good platforms to be able to do that. You know, many people say, well, I can't really talk. And, you know, Moses, you know, Lord, are you sure I'm the right one? You know, I can't. I'm slow of a speech. There's all the different excuses in the world that we can throw out there and say, I can't do that. I'm not called to do that. I don't have the gift of gab. Well, listen, do you have hands that God blessed you with to pass on a gospel track? Can you speak and open up your mouth that God bless you with to your neighbor, coworker, whatever the case might be? If you go to our store, there's lots of different books, DVDs, CDs, things like that, that will help you get the word out there to the masses. In fact, we just had a gentleman who he ordered 100 of Bradley's testimony booklets. And you can take those things, it's a small little booklet, and pass it out to many people around you. There's t-shirts, CDs, DVDs, several different things. In fact, for those of you who are newer listeners, we actually just updated some of our t-shirts. This republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. I actually have it on in the studio today for those of you who are looking and listening through live stream and live chat and so forth. But these are different ways that you can go out there. Can you wear a t-shirt and be an example to someone who is in a grocery line, you know, at the grocery store, at the gas station? There's never an excuse to not share your faith, and there's so many different avenues and channels together that we can do that. And remember, as Bradley was talking about during the radio show today, we're all in this thing together. We all should be unified. All nations are one blood. And I believe, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, we're all going to learn to live together as brothers, or we're going to perish together as fools. And for those of you who are listening, it is our goal that not just do you listen on a daily basis, but you take what you have heard and share it with the masses. We want to exponentially multiply ourselves. So if you are blessed by this ministry and say, yep, I'd like to give, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the store button. If you'd like to do that too as well, the store button, which will lead you to our products, or the spread the word button. There's lots of different ways in which you can do that. Now, we need to know that if you also want to go ahead and make sure that, hey, maybe we can come out to a city near you, call our office again at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Remember, we're all in this thing together, and one by one, every single day of our lives, when I think of our founding forefathers and those that have gone before us, the sacrifices they made so we could have this nation. If you look at Martin Luther King, you look at RFK, you look at JFK, men and women who fought the good fight of faith. Let that not just be history, but let that be said of us today, that we're going to go out and seek and save that which is lost together with Christ on the head of us. Love you by what you do. We'll see you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.